Bishnayis Shkolim Perik Hey is learned Lila Nishma Sorarelke, Basar of Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away on Achron Shal Pesach Hey Alofim Tov Shin Ayin. Bishnayis is learned Lila Nishmasa, Tei Nishmasa Tzrura B'Tzrei Rachayim. Mishnah Aleph, Eilu Hein HaMemunim Shehoi Bamigdash. The following are the names of the appointed that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Yoichanan ben Pinchas al HaChesomes. Yoichanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the Chesomes on the Chesimes. The Mishnah will explain later on, in the next Mishnah, will explain exactly what these are. Achiyah al HaNesochim. Achia was appointed over the libations. Matisyahu ben Shmuel al ha-paisos. He was in charge of the lotteries. He made sure that the lotteries should be done properly, and whoever merited to do the service and whoever to which job each one got. Pesachia. Al Hakinim. Zachia was appointed over the Kinim. Those are the monies that the Zovin, man flow, had a flow, or Zovis, or women with the flows, and women that give birth, they put in into the boxes so that they should buy pairs of doves to sacrifice for them. So this Psachia, he made sure that it should be bought and it should be offered properly. There is a lot of halachas which involve the kinim. So this psachia was in charge of that. Says the Mishnah, psachia. This psachia is a Mordechai. Psachia is Mordechai from the times of Achashverosh, and lama nikra shmoi psachia. Why did they call him Psachia? Shoye Peseach Bidvarim V'Dershu. He would begin to speak halachas, and then he was to used to expound upon them. V'Yedeya Shivim Loshin. And he knew 70 languages. So then we had Ben Achia. He was a doctor, and he was in charge of Choyle Me'ayin, on the Kohanim that had stomach sicknesses. The Kohanim would have usually many problems related to the digestive system because they constantly were eating fat meat and drank cold water, and they walked barefoot on the floor, on the stone floor. So they used to get sick by their stomach. So they needed a constant doctor who was there for them. Nechunya was there to take charge and take care of Chofer Sichim, those who dug the wells, so that those who came to Yerushalayim on Yantar should have what to drink. Givini Cruz. Givini, he was an announcer that the Kohanim should get up to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Gever, Ben Gever was in charge, Al Ni'ila Shorim, that they should close the gates at night time and open them up in the morning. Ben Bavi, he was in charge, Al HaPikia. To Pikia is, they would give Malkus, lashes, to the Kohanim and Leviim that were sleeping at night in the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Arza, he was in charge Al Hatzilzel, that he should begin playing on the cymbal. Hundres Ben Levi Al Ashir. Hundres Ben Levi was in charge on the song. He should begin to sing. Beis Garmu, they were in charge Al Mais Lechem Aponim, for the needs to make the Lechem Aponim, the face bread that was brought for every Shabbos, Lechem Aponim. And Beis Avtinos, the Beis Haftinas, they were in charge al Maisa Ketores to make the incense. Eliezer, he was in charge al Ha Aparchus to make new curtains when necessary. Upinchas al Malbush, and Pinchas, he was in charge to dress the Kahanim when they go to do their service, and also to take off the garments after the service and to watch their clothing. The Bar Tanura, he explains, Elohein HaMemunim, these were the appointed. Says the Bar Tanura, Chamisha Osor Minim Shel Pikidus Uminu Shel Srora, the 15 types of appointments and jobs, appointments of leadership or heading of dominance, the Choshib Masnisim that the Mishnah enumerates, Hoyutamid B'Migdosh, they were all the time in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Mihu, however, Hanoch Gavri, these particular people, the Choshiv that he counts over here, Lav Bizman Echad Hoyu, they did not serve in the same time. Elo HaChasidim V'Haksherim Shebuchol Der, but the righteous one, the fitting ones, and every generation, B'chol Der V'Der, the generation Umayna, he counts. So the people that he counts here were in different generations, but they were, I guess, the most distinguished one, and the Chasidim and the Ksherim, so that's why he counts them. But Abay said Pirshu, and my teachers, they explained, Al Shem, because Shamimunim Horishonim Shenishmanu Al Kach, the first appointments that were appointed for this, Kacho Yishmam, that was their name, Lefikoch Nikro Aboy Machareim Al Shmoisim. And therefore, those who followed were called on their names. So even though we know some of the names in different periods of history, that doesn't mean that in the first time, when they were first appointed, they were also named like that. And the people that we know with these names were just called by their names for later on generations. But these were actually the names of all the people that initially started it off. And then later on, we know some of these people during different period of times who were called on the names of these ones who originally started. So he says that this Yochanan ben Pinchas, he was in charge al HaChesomis, and also al HaSlotis, and on the fine flour. And Bartnur says, Mefarish lekamon b'masnis, in the Mishnah, we'll explain it later on, exactly what is the Chesomis. And then it says that Achia was on the Nesachim, and Matisyo ben Shmuel, he was in charge al HaPayos and the lotteries. So what does that mean? Says the Bar Tanura, Loheres, to instruct Seder HaGoyrol, the order of the lottery, Mi Yiske Bavedezu, who will merit this service, Umi Bezu, and which in this one, Ki Mefoyrish B'Mesechas Yoyma, as explained in Mesechas Yoyma. Then it says that Psachya, he was in charge Al HaKinim, on the Kinim, those are the birds, the nest, the kan, the cane. The nest, those are the birds that are brought for the Zovim, the Zovis, and the Yolis. Says the Bar Tanura, Kinim is Mechusre Kapora, those are who lack still atonement, meaning they need a korban after they go to the Mikvah Kigoyin, as for example, Zov, a man with a flow, Vezover, a woman with a flow, Veyeledis, and a woman that gives birth. Shemivim Kinei Choyva, they are obligated to bring these nests, these birds, the Hainu Toirim Ubnei Yoina, that's doves and pigeons. So Noisnim Ma'oseim L'Shoifres Shem Mikdash, they put their money into the Shoifres, into the back, the pushkas, the boxes that were placed in the Mikdash. V'Hamemunim Al HaShoifres, and those who were appointed on these boxes, on the Shoifres, and these pushkes, they loichim hamois, they would take the money, mevim bohem, hakinim, they would bring for the money, they would bring the kinim, those birds. And vayitzorich, sheismane alze, chochem godel boki, and they needed to appoint on this one, on this job, somebody who was a great, wise person, a great sage, and an expert. Kedamrinim b'sechta avis, as the we say in b'sechta avis, that kinim u'pischenida, that the kinim pischenida heinin gufe alochis, those are the body of alochis, meaning those are the detailed and require a great deal of knowledge and expertise. Then we had Psachia, the Mishnah said, was Mordechai, and why was he called Lamanikrush with Psachia? So because he would open up Shepseh with Vorim Chulu, he would start open up with words, says the Bar Tanura, and he would expound them. That's called Psachia. Vuhu Mordechai Balshon, that is Mordechai Balshon Sha'Allah Min Hagoyla. That he went up from the exile, Venikra Cain, and the reason why he's called so, Balshin, Shoyeboilu Lashoin Bol Shoin. Shoyeboilu Lashoin is Harvard, that he would mix many languages because he was an expert in many languages. And then you had Ben Achia was Al Choyle Ma'ayin for sickness of the intestines. He was Lefi, says the Bartanura, Shakoinim Holchim Yechefim, because they kind of would go barefoot ala ritzpa on the floor, v'ichlim bosar harba, and they would eat lots of meat, v'shoisim mayim, and they would drink water, hoyim me'ayim iskalkalim, their intestines would be ruined, v'tzirichim tomid l'reife, and they always needed a doctor, leimer lahem, to tell them, za'asam toiv l'ma'ayim, this medicine is good for the intestines, for the stomach. Then we had, Nechunya was choyfer sichin. He was Nechunya was in charge of the digging the pits. He was appointed, says the Bartanura, Lachper Boiris Sichin Umoris, to dig these pits, the Sichin, the long and narrow Umoris and caves, different kinds of types of styles of pits. Kideshiyu Mayim Metsuyin Lishtesh Leil Regolim. The purpose of digging these pits was so that there would be water common found for drinking for those people who went up for the holidays that came up to Yerushalayim. Gevini Cruz is Kach Shemoi Shalaish, that was the name of the person Amachriz B'chol Beker B'Beis HaMikdash, who would announce every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, Imdu Koinim Lavedaschem, Koinim, get up to your service. Shemim Koinim Yericha, and they can hear his voice from always from Yericha. Then we had Ben Geber, he was in charge on Ilas Sha'orim, on closing the doors, says the Bartanura, Linir Hash'orim Berev, to close, lock the doors, the gates in the evening, Vilifotcham Babaker, to open them up in the morning. Then we had Ben Bavi, he was in charge of La Pekia. What is the Pekia? Says the Bartanura, Lahalkis Kohanim, that is to give lashes to the Kohanim, Valavim, and Levim, Shinimtu Yeshenim Al Mishmeri Sehem, they were found sleeping on their guard. So Yushemnim es Hamikdash Balaylo, they would guard the Mikdash at night time. Kid Amron Mesechus Midas, like we say in Sechta Midas, Misha Yomaitzi Neisa Yoshon, if they, whoever was found, they would find him sleeping, Hayuchepti Neisa, they would bang them, Veserif Neskusa, and they would burn his garment. Ubishalmi Mefarish, and Yishalmi explains, Hapikiyah, the Pekiyah means Hapsilo Yishal Menoyro. Those are the wicks of the Menoyro, Vishal Beis HaShe'eva, and the wicks of the used to use for the Beis HaShe'eva. Kedamrinon, Beperik HaCholil, as we say in chapter HaCholil, that Mibloi Michnesei Kohanim, from the pants of the Kohanim that became old and they're no good anymore, so umhamei naim, and from their gartels, the avnetim, so mafkim psilis, so they would make these wicks, so we see that those are wicks, so according to the Yerushalmi, this Ben Bavi is not pikiya, not banging, not the malchus, but it's over the wicks. Ben Arza, he was in charge of Atzlotzal, says the Bartanura, Atzlotzal is kleshir, that's a symbol, that's a singing vessel, sheyesh lekoil godl, has a loud voice, Loshen Titzleno Eizen Oznov. That comes from the line that his ears will Titzleno, Tzimbalu, which means they're a loud voice, the cymbal. And when they would hear the cymbal, Hoyalavim Aschilim Bishir, that was the sign for this Levim to begin their song. Hundres ben Levi al Ashir. Hundres ben Levi, he was in charge of the Shir Haskilas Ashir to start the song. Ukshayim Esayim, and when he would finish, Yukulam Esayim, everybody else would finish too. Beis Gormu, the Beis Gormu, that's not a name of an individual like we learned till now, but Shemishpacha, that's the family was in charge. They were in charge of Maisa Lechem Aponim on the face bread. What is it called? Lechem Aponim, says the Bartanura. Shohoya Osui Kimin Teva Prutza. It was made as a box that is open. Vahoyu Umonim Basi Yosui. And they were crafts. They were craftspeople. They were experts in making it. Ubafi Yosui and in baking it. Lirdoisui Min Hatanur. To remove it from the oven, shelo yishaver, so it shouldn't break, v'lasoysoy, and also to make him shelo yisapish, it shouldn't go bad, it shouldn't become moldy. Then we had the Beis Avtinus, who was in charge on the Maisa Ketoides. Beis Avtinus is also a shem mishpacha, it's a family name. Shehoyu bikiyim, they were expert lepatem haketoides to stuff the incense, to spice it up properly, umakirim be'esav. And they would know the grass Shishmoy Mala Oshan, whose name was Mala Oshan, that brings up smoke. Ukshoyim Arvin Oiso im Samimone Haktoris, when they would bring that up together with the other spice of the incense, Hoy Oshan, the Mala Oshan, Hoy Oshan Haktoris, Metamer Voila Kimin Makil. So then the smoke of the incense would go up like a stick, go straight up. And then you had Elazar was in charge ala paroiches, and that means, says Bartanura, lasis paroiches chadoshis k'shoyu tzrichim, to make new curtains when it was necessary. And then you had Pinchas ala malbush, that Pinchas was in charge of malbush, says the Bartanura, hayimemune lahalbush hakoyhanim, he was in charge to dress the kohanim b'shas aveda, the time they're going to do their service, ulafshitu machar aveda, and to undress them after they did the service, v'lishmer bigde kohuna, and to guard the big dekuna belishkis asuyis lekach in the rooms that were made for this. Mishnah Beis. Ein peichsin mishloishe gizborim. We do not have anything less than three gaboim, three attendants, in which the money of Hegdesh is handled, that they take care of the money. Umishiva arm Amirklin, and no less than seven Amirklin. Amirkel means Omar Koil. He has to say over everything. The Amirklin that are higher than the Gaboim. They are beyond, above the attendants. The seven Amirklin, they had seven keys. And you cannot get in into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash until all seven Amarkalin used to come to unlock the doors. And after they went in, then the Gaboim, the attendants, went in and took what they needed. You cannot make attendants, Gaboim, in charge on money matters that belongs to a city or to a group, less than two people. Chutz mi ben achia shal chele me'ayin. The only one exception is achia, who was in charge for those who were for the stomach sicknesses, the intestine sicknesses. But Elazar shal ha'paroiches, and Elazar who was in charge on the curtains. Shaisim kiblu reva tzibur aleim, because majority of Jews have accepted upon themselves, and they were trusted as if they were two, and that's why we trust them alone. Says the Bar Tanura that you don't have no less than three gizborim. So the gizborim are the hein shemom and haegdesh. Those the gizborim, those are the people that the money that belongs to the haegdesh, that belongs to the consecrated money that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, tachas yodam, is under them. Vehein poidin, and they are the ones that redeem, take the money for redeem ha'archim, if a person said erech, v'acharomim, v'agdoshes, b'chol melechas ha'kodesh, all work of hegdesh, chol melechas behem nasim, is done with them. So you have three. And then you also have no less than seven amarkilin. So what are the amarkilin? Says the Bartanur lemailu min hagizborim. They are above, they are higher level than the gizborim. Says the Bartanura, when it says in Pasuk Bamidbar Gimel, v'nisi nisiye halevi, and the leader of the nisim of the levi, mitargiminam v'ar mekalayo dememana. That's translated as mekalayo, who is appointed. So that means he's the nosi. V'loshin amarko, and the language of amarko, amar al koil, he says over everything. U ba'arvi, and in Arabic, koilim legodl, they call the the higher up, Amir, he's called an Amir. Ma hoyu zayin amarklin oisin, what were the seven amarklin do? Shiva maftachis ha'azor b'yodom. There were seven keys of the courtyard were in their hand. Rotz echad mehem shoyach, if one of them wanted to open up, and a yochel, he wouldn't be able to. Achi yikonsu kulam, until all of them enter v'yiftuch, and they open up. So they needed all the seven keys. V'gizborim nechnosim achareim, and the gizborim, those were the attendants, they would go in after them, u'matzin ma'ashein tzrichim, and they spend and take out what they need. V'oid ma'ilu ha'acheres, l'ma'ilu min ha'markilin ho'yso shom. There was an additional level that was even beyond the ha'markilin, was in the Beis HaMikdash, sh'lein iskeres b'mishnah, that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, u'ma'isi lo b'tisefta, and his brother on tisefta. Vehein, and those are shnei katilukin. Two katilukin, v'nim tzu shom, and over there, we find in the Tisefta, hey madregis, we find five levels. So you had the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the Zgan, the deputy priest, the deputy Kohen Gadol, the deputy Kohen. Then we had the katilukin, and then we had the Markalin, and then we had the Gizborim. The Mishnah said that a position of dominance over the community in monetary matters needs to be at least two, no less than two. Says the Bar Tanura, Ein Eishim Shirora Pachos Mishnayim, you don't make less than two. The Ksiv, because in the Pasuk, Shmoyz Chofche says, Vehem Yichu Es Azov, they shall take the money, and that's the money, handling the money from the gifts of the Mishkan that the people brought. So miyut rabim, it says veheim, so the minimally of the plural means at least two. Mishnah Gimel. Arba chisomes hoyu b'migdash. There were four types of seals that were in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chosu v'aleihem, and on them it was written on the seals, egel. On one seal it was written the word egel. Zohar, then on the other seal there was written the word Zohar, and on, again, and on the third seal, Gidi was written on the third seal, and Chayta was written on the fourth seal. That was written on the fourth seal. Benazai Yomer, Benazai says, Chamisha Hayu, that there were five seals, Ba'arames Ksiv Aleim, and it was written not in Lashon Kodesh, but it was written in Aramis. And these are the five signatures. Of one of them, it was written Egel, on the other one, Zohar, and the third one, Gdi. On the fourth one, it was written Chayte Dal, a sinner who is poor, which is a sinner in this case, which is the Metzora who is poor. And on the fifth one, it was written Chayte Oshir, a sinner, a Metzora who is wealthy. Egel mishamish im nichsi bokor gdoilim uktanim zchorim unikevis. The seal with the word egel, calf, so this means they should give him the libations of an ox, which is 3/10 of flour, which was mixed in with a half a loig of oil, and a half a leg of wine to pour on the Mizbeach, and large and small oxen or calves, whether males or which you brought for an oila, or females which you are sacrifice shlamim. So that was all included in the egel. Now, Gedi, the seal of Gedi, Meshamesh im nichsei tzoyim, gedoylim uktanim, zcharim unikeves, chutz mishaleilim. The seal, which said the goat, what was meant with that? That you should bring the libation of a sheep and goats, large and small, whether male or female, which is a tenth, one tenth of flour, mixed with a quarter loig of oil, and also a quarter of a loig of wine. The only thing is that does not include rams. When it says the seal that says Zohar, Meshamesh im nichsei elim bilvad, that was served, that you should bring the libations from a ram, which is Shnei Esreinim, which is two tenth of flour, which is mixed with a third of a loig of oil, and also a third of a loig of wine. Choyte, the seal that said Choyte, that is Meshamesh im Nischei Sholish Behem Shol Mitzorayim. So that talks about a Metzora who is wealthy, and he brings three animals. So he brings, for the libation, he brings 10 lugim oil, that's 9 lugim for 3 sheep, and 1 lug to place on the finger, on the thick finger, and the ear of the Metzora. And the fifth chasima, which was for a Metzora who was poor, that libation was one tenth of flour, mixed with a quarter of a loig of oil and a quarter of a loig of wine. Says the Bar Tanura, Arba chesam esoyi b'mikdash. There were 4 seals that there were in the Mikdash. Says the, so the Bar Tanura explains, Gimul chesamis, the 3 of the 4 of the seals, they were legimul nesochim chalukim shel behemis, for the 3 different types of libations that were different for the animals. Chesam rishon, the first seal was lenischei bachor, that was the libations of the cattle. Then gimul asreinim soilos, that was 3/10 of fine flour, bolul b'chatzei hin shemen, that was mixed with a half of hin of oil, and wine for the libation was a half a hin, and they were sealed as egel. Vahabez, and the second seal said Zohar. That was done, that was used, Lenischei Ayil, for the libations that you give for the ram. Shetargum Ayil, the translation with Ayil is Dachar, is male. Unisochav, so what is his Nisochim of an Ayil? Is Shtei Esreinim Soilus, 2/10 of fine flour. Balul b'shemen shlishi sahin, that was mixed in oil, a third of a hin. V'yayin lanesach shlishi sahin, and wine for the nesach was a third of a hin. V'hagimel, and the third seal was gidi, and that was l'nischei keves ben shnosi. Those were for the libations of a sheep of a year old. V'hein yisorin, that would be yisorin soilus, a tenth of fine flour, bolul, that was mixed with viz ahin, shemen, in a quarter of a hin of oil, v'yayin lenesach, Revi'i, and the wine for libation was for the fourth of for a quarter of a hin. So these were the three libations for the three different types of animals. The fourth seal was the sinner. V'heim v'sochim shall metzora osher. Those were the libations of a metzora who's wealthy. She may be gimel behemus. He brought three behemus. Metzorich asora lugin. He needs 10 lugin of shemen. So he needs tes legimel kvasim. 9 for the three sheep. So you needed 9 lugin for the 3 kvasim, for the 3 sheep, ve'echod, and then additional one was lematan tnuch ubahines, to giving for the lobe, the earlobe, and for the thumbs of the metzoyda. Ve'kori le'chayte, and the reason they call this carbon a chayte is mishum damrin ba'orchim, because we say in Maseches Orchin al Shiva Dvorim Negoyim Boyim that Negoyim come for 7 matters, and that comes for sin. That's why it's called the Chayta. And then we have the opinion from Ben Azai, and he says that there were Chamisha Hoyu, that there were 5 Shnei Chesomis Hoyu LeMetzora. A Metzora had 2 seals. There was one for a chayte dal and one for a chayte osher, one for a poor chayte and a rich chayte metzora. Lefi says the Bartanura, because a metzora only ain't a mevi ala behema achas. A poor metzora only brings one behema. V'imloi hoya le metzora ala chaysem echad, and if they only had one seal for a metzora, hoya neistin le metzora only, then they would give for a poor metzora shalosh asreinim. They would give him 3 asreinim. But since he only brings 1 carbon, he only needs 1 isorin. So therefore, they had to give a second one so that they know to give only 1 isorin for 1 carbon. But the Tanakama sovar, and the Tanakama holds, who says there was only 4, there wasn't the 5th one, that the metzora oni, to a mitzvah's only neitzim lechaysim gedi, you give him the seal which says gedi on it, and over there that gets an isarin anyways, so he would get the right one. But halacha ketanakama, the halacha is like the Tanakama that there was only 4. Also, he says v'aramis kosav aleihem, that it was not written in Lashon Kodesh the seals, but it was written on aramis. Shadev the Buram says the Bar Tanura, their most of their talk was b'lashon arami, how it was in the Aramaic language. Zechorim unikavis, that the seal of Egil would be served, would you be used with the libations of large and small and male and female cattles. Zogdabat Tanura, Zechorim unikavis, Beilin ischei oilis, whether it was used for libations for the oilis. Sheinem boin elos chorim, which have Einem boin elos chorim, which cannot, don't come but males, for the oil you need a male davke, beilin ischis shlomim. Whether it's for the libations of the shlomim, shabbim, zchorin, oinikavis, they can be brought either males or females. The oil is ushlomim, hein, and those are oilas and shlomim, shetunim nisochim, that are loaded with these libations, kidiksi by midbar, it says in my midbar tezvav, oila oi zavach, an oila or a zavach. Mishneh Dalet. Mishu mevakesh nesochim, one who needed these libations. Haylech leitzel Yochanan, shumamun al chesomis. He would go to Yochanan, who was in charge on these chesimis, in this seal. Noisim leimois, he gave to Yochanan money, on depending on how much nesochim he needs. And he would get from him a seal. He would come to Achia with that seal, which he took for the Nesachim. And he gives to Achia that seal. Then he would get from him the Nesachim. And at night time they would come one to another. Ba'achia meitzi sachesamas. Achia would take out these chesimis. Umekablin connect the mois. And for all these chesimis that he had, he would take money, collect money. And if there is more money than there is seals, hisiru lehegdish. So that belongs to extra money to hegdish. Vim pichasu. And if there is not enough money, hayim shalom Yochanan mebeisik. So Yochanan needed to pay from his own money. She yad hegdish alel yoina. The hand of hegdish is always on top. So if there's extra, it goes to hegdish, and if it's less, you got to pay for it. So he had to pay because he didn't bring enough money in to cover all the seals, all the chesmas that he gave out. Says the Bar Tanura that one who needed nesachim, he would go to Yochanan, who was in charge over the chesamos, and noisin leimois, he would give him money. Says the Bar Tanura kfi nesachim shu'ut tzarich, based on the labeshes that he needs and the way it was divided up before in the different amounts. And then he went to Achi, who was in charge, to buy the libation of the wines and the oils and the fine flowers, this was done so that not each one that has to bring a carbon to go search for the libations that were made, that it should be pure for the holy. So you have to go find these wines. So he already had it ready. So what happens if there was more money at the end? He collected more money than the seals that he gave out. So he gave out less. So we say that if it's extra money, he still lagged it. We don't say Shema Ma'isuf Shal Yochanan. Maybe it's the private money of Yochanan. Heim Shenis Arvu. B'mois El Nesachim in the money Nesachim. So it turns out that Yochanan is giving away extra money because he received less money, because we see that the seals are less. The chesomis are less. But we say no, it belongs to Hegdish, the money. But if it's the other way around, the Mishnah said, and that there is short money for those seals, then Yochanan had to pay from his house. Mishnah Hey, Mishavad Menu Chasome, one who loses the Chasima, Mamtinin Loyada Erev. So we tell him, make him wait until the night, at the time that Yochanan and Achia will get together. If Yochanan finds by himself the money for his Chasima, so then he would get his flour, oil, and wine as much as his chesima was, bimlav. And if Yochanan did not have more money, more than Achia had these chesimas, lohayolay. So then they wouldn't give him no libation. V'shema yem kos v'leim. And the name of the day was also written on these chesimas, mipnei aramoyim, because of the people that want to cheat. Because somebody might find that chesima on the same day. Again, because somebody might find one of these chesimas, and on the same day, he can't show the chesima because they're looking for it. But if there won't be the date on it, so he's going to hide it for a later time, and then later on he'll take nesachim for it. But since the name and the date is on it, if he's going to bring it for another day, then he's not going to be getting, they won't give him any of the nesachim. So if a person lost his seal, he can't go and get his libation. So then, says the Mishnah, Mamtinin loy ad ha'erev. So the Bar Tanura, we wait till the evening until the time that they sheyizdavgu yachad, that they will get together, Yochanan and Achia, Yochanan v'Achia. So im nimtzu mois yiseirim biad Yochanan keneged achosim. So if there is additional money in Yochanan's hand that fits, corresponds to the chosim, sheimer zeh shenevimen, that this guy is claiming that it's lost from him, and we see there's extra money in Eslan, then you would give him the libation because you see the money's there. Then the Mishnah says v'shem ayim kosuv, that the name of the day is written al chaysim. On this chaysim, they had the name of the day there. Yom ployni v'chaydish ployni, this day and this month. And the reason they wrote it is v'pnei aramoyim, because of the cheaters. Because shema motzah chaysim shnov mechaveir, you might find a chaysim that his friend lost. Or even it was lost either from Yechiyah or from Yechiyah, from the seals. And now he's coming to take it. He's not supposed to get it. And then if he's going to take it, then Yochanan is going to end up paying from his house for because he's not going to have enough money for the seals that the guy has. But if he finds it on that day itself, he's not able to take it out because the one who lost it is looking for it, so he won't, he'll confront it. And there's further, there is a worry that maybe he purchased it when it was cheap and then he put it away until it gets more expensive. So now he's getting a chaysim, he's getting the same amount of oil, but it's more money now. But he got it for cheaper. Can't wait, can't speculate like that, buy it when it's less and then use it for more money. And that's called also ramoyim, and that's why it has the date, so you can't use it after the date. Mishnah Vav. Shtei lishchei soy b'migdash. There were two houses in the Beis HaMikdash. Achas lishchas chashoyim. One was called the quiet room, the quiet lishka. Because those who put money in there, they gave it quietly. They shouldn't know who is the one that gave it. And those who took charity from that lishka, from that place, from that house, also took it quietly. So people should know who took charity from there. And another room was called the room of lishka from the kelim. Because in that room, the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash were lying. Lishkas chashoyim, the room that was the quiet room, the room for the quiet. The religious people, people who were afraid of sins, very scrupulous, they put charity in that house quietly. Nobody should know. And poor people who are children of good parents, I mean distinguished people, they took their sustenance from that room, from that charity in quiet, so nobody would know. Lishkas HaKelim, the room for the Kelim, is Kol Mushim Misnadev Keli, one who would give a donation, a vessel, Zrok L'Toicha, he threw the vessel in that room, V'achad L'Shleishim Yoyim, and once in 30 days, Kizborim Poishchino Yiso, the attendants would open up that room, and any vessel that they find that it can be used for the Beis HaMikdash, they would leave it that it should stay for the Beis HaMikdash. And the rest of the vessels which are not useful to the Beis HaMikdash, they are sold for their value, and they fall for and they're used. It means that the money is placed in the same lishka, in the same room, where all the money to fix the Beis HaMikdash stays, and that's used for the Bedek HaBayis. Bar Tanura above, Lishkas Chashoyim, the quiet room, says the Bar Tanura al Shem, She Hanoisnim B'toicho Moiz, the reason it's called the quiet room is because those who place money, they're Noisnim B'Seser, they give it quietly. And those who get the sustenance from it, they would also take it quietly. That's called Lishkas Chasoyim. And then finally, the Mishnah said that those vessels that were used for the Beis HaMikdash, they used, but then what wasn't used, they sold, and the money that they got in return for the Kelim that they couldn't use was put in Lishkas Bedek HaBayis. So Bartanur says Lishka to the room Shenoisnim Bo Kol Kochi Bedek HaBayis, to the room that they place all the things that were sanctified for the Bedek HaBayis, meaning the money or the or the vessel, whatever it is for the Bedek HaBayis that was used was left over there. This concludes Shkolim Perikei.